Some Haitians living in the U.S. have been granted a reprieve. The Trump administration has extended a program that has allowed tens of thousands of Haitians to stay in the U.S. since the 2010 earthquake in Haiti. But the extension is only for 6 months, and officials say this may be the last time they do extend this program because even though life in Haiti is still hard, things are getting better. From Miami, here's NPR's Greg Allen.
Some 58,000 Haitians are in the U.S. with temporary protected status. The designation was extended to Haitians in the U.S. at the time of the 2010 earthquake. Because of the disaster, which devastated the island and killed more than 150,000 people, the Obama administration determined Haiti could not safely handle the return of its nationals from the U.S. Now, more than 7 years after the earthquake, Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly is sending a strong signal that Haitians in the U.S. with temporary protected status should begin making plans to go home. He ordered a 6-month extension of the program until January. After this extension expires, he said, quote, this status may finally end. Kelly said since the earthquake, Haiti has made progress across several fronts. The Haitian economy continues to recover and grow, he said, and nearly all of those in camps for displaced persons have found more permanent housing. He also cited, as signs of progress, the government's plans to begin rebuilding the presidential palace and the UN announcement that it will withdraw its troops from Haiti. But that's an assessment many others dispute.
Haiti is still suffering the effects of the largest calamity in modern history.
Randolph McGroarty is with Catholic Charities in Miami, which provides immigration services to many Haitians. McGroarty and other Haitian advocates welcome the extension, but say the beleaguered island is not ready to accommodate an influx of 50,000 people. Although the rubble has been cleared from the earthquake, there's still a major housing shortage. The country's recovering from Hurricane Matthew, and a cholera outbreak is still not under control. With possibly just 6 months until they're forced to return home, McGroarty said Haitians with temporary protected status need to look at their options. They can see if there are other legal ways for them to remain here. But for many, he said, there will be hard choices ahead.
Some of them have U.S. citizen children, so they're going to have to execute documents for custody planning, the disposal of property. This is a very lengthy and painful course of action that people are going to have to embark on should it not be extended beyond the 6 months.
Immigration officials said Secretary Kelly would be taking a hard look at all temporary protected status designations as they come up for renewal. That may send a chilling message to tens of thousands of Hondurans, Salvadorans, and Nicaraguans. The TPS designations for those groups come up for renewal over the next several months. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.